This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Less than a week after the U.S. Supreme Court nullified certain abortion safety laws, a Planned Parenthood medical emergency, the 60th at its St. Louis affiliate, illustrates how the ruling leaves women in jeopardy. Pro-life advocates say these exact kinds of emergencies show how safety regulations are a last line of safety for women. Donald Trump met with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst in talks said to focus on her as a possible running mate. After a similar meeting with Indiana Governor Mike Pence, the Trump ticket may be taking on stark contrasts as Hillary Clinton is pursuing only ardent abortion advocates. Answering the big court ruling last week, the social media Not Over campaign is using official reports of filthy conditions at abortion clinics to demand that Capitol Hill respond with common sense health regulations for abortion facilities. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org.
When humor is accurate and the subject is abortion, it is dark humor. You may spare yourself the macabre details, but one line from New Wave Feminists bears repeating. The fake doctor says,
"The Supreme Court is concerned about your constitutional rights, not your safety, and the same goes for me. Well, I better go. I got a pesky..."
For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.